All right, folks, welcome back to Strong Starts. I'm your host, Dylan Brooks, and let me tell you, today we're diving into something truly powerful. Self-discipline. Ever feel like willpower is a fickle friend? One minute it's there, ready to tackle that mountain of work, the next it's heading under the covers with Netflix and a pint of ice cream. Yeah, I know the feeling. But here's the thing, my friends. Self-discipline isn't about being perfect or denying yourself every little pleasure. It's about training your mind to focus on what truly matters, building those mental muscles that help you consistently achieve your goals. And trust me, in a world that constantly tries to pull us in a million different directions, this is something we all need. So buckle up, because today we're going to break down 5 key takeaways that will help you cultivate self-discipline and unlock your full potential. First things first, let's talk about setting clear intentions. You know that feeling when you start the day with a vague sense of I want to accomplish something? That's great, but it's like trying to navigate with only a compass, no map, just a general direction. To build real momentum, you need to define your goals specifically. What exactly do you want to achieve? Write it down, break it into smaller steps, and make those intentions crystal clear in your mind. It's like giving yourself a GPS for success. Next up, consistency is key. Think of self-discipline like learning a new instrument. You wouldn't expect to become a virtuoso overnight, right? It takes consistent practice, even when you don't feel like it. Same goes for building those mental muscles. Commit to small, manageable routines that align with your goals. Maybe it's waking up 30 minutes earlier, dedicating an hour to focus work each day, or simply choosing healthy snacks over mindless munching. Little things add up, people. Now, let's talk about the power of saying no. This is a big one. In today's world, we're constantly bombarded with requests, invitations, and demands on our time. Learning to say no to things that don't align with your goals is crucial for protecting your focus and energy. It's not about being selfish or rude, it's about prioritizing what truly matters. Think of it like this. You wouldn't let a leaky faucet waste water, right? Saying no to distractions is like fixing that leaky faucet, ensuring your precious time and energy are flowing towards your goals. Speaking of focus, we can't talk about self-discipline without mentioning mindfulness. Ever feel like your mind is a runaway train, constantly jumping from thought to thought? Mindfulness practices, like meditation or deep breathing exercises, can help you calm the mental chatter and bring clarity to your day. It's like hitting the pause button on your thoughts, allowing you to make intentional choices instead of reacting impulsively. Lastly, remember to celebrate your wins. This might sound simple, but acknowledging your progress, no matter how small, is a powerful motivator. Did you stick to your morning routine? Did you resist that tempting distraction? Give yourself a pat on the back. These little victories fuel your self-discipline and keep you moving forward. So let's say you're aiming to finally tackle that writing project you've been putting off. You know, the one with all those brilliant ideas swirling in your head. Maybe you've set a goal of writing for 30 minutes every morning before checking emails or scrolling through social media. But then life happens, an urgent meeting pops up, you get caught up in a conversation, or that new meme goes viral and suddenly, your writing time is gone. Sound familiar? Here's the thing. Those distractions are going to happen. The key is to have a plan. You could try setting specific no distraction times for your writing sessions, maybe block out notifications on your phone or use website blockers to keep yourself focused. Visualize the feeling of accomplishment when you hit your word count goal. Remember, even 30 minutes can make a huge difference when it comes to building momentum and chipping away at that project. Remember, folks, self-discipline isn't about being perfect. It's about showing up consistently, making intentional choices, and celebrating your wins along the way. It's about creating habits that empower you to achieve your goals and live a more fulfilling life. So go out there and build those mental muscles. I believe in you. Don't forget to share this episode with anyone who could use a little boost to self-discipline. Leave a review, tell me what resonated with you, or hit me up on social media. Let's keep the conversation going. And until next time, stay focused, stay driven, and keep crushing those goals.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.